I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Come on, let's keep the laughs going, folks. Give a big round of applause for JJ and Joanne's Comedy Corner.
Yes, with a twist today, because we have Craig Shoemaker live coming to Mark Ridley's Comedy Castle this weekend. Shoe, it's been a long time. I don't know how, it's been for sure 2 years because of the pandemic, but even longer than that. It's good to see you, my friend.
It's great to see you, too. Yes, we've had quite a few years here. Lockdown. My wife locked me down also, by the way. She's in menopause. Great timing. Which basically means put men on pause. And I am on pause. Actually, she's the one to book me here.
Are you walking on eggshells?
She's my agent now. She's there. Just get him out of here. He'll take half. I don't care. She's calling Guam. Guam, I don't even know where you are, but just get him out of here.
Is the house really cold, Craig? Do you have, is she a little warm these days? Is the house set at about 60 degrees?
She owns the thermostat.
It's, I bet.
It's unbelievable. As soon as we get in the car, those paws come out. just put it on. We have different body temperatures. You know how we sleep together? I'm on top of the covers, nude, with a remote and a beverage on my belly. And she's under five blankets with a park and a ski cap. I'm trying to make love with a gangster rapper. I'm like, hey, how about give it up there, Coolio? my kids are tired of me. I walk in, I have four kids. They turn their chairs like the judges on The Voice. Yeah, good to see you. That's good to see you, Dad. That's fantastic.
Have any of them hit you with the block yet, like they do on the Voice?
No,
they block. You can't talk to that judge.
I get blocked by all of them. It's terrible. Yeah, I'd feel bad for this generation anyway. We messed them up. It's not their responsibility. We messed them up. You know where it starts? The cars. The cars that we made for them. We grew up with like muscle cars, like Mustang, yeah. Camaro, Firebird, Trans Am. What do they have now? Oh, my dad got me a Focus. I have a
Kia.
A Yaris. How about when you're bonding with your kid like years from now? Oh, me and my dad, he got me a 22 Leaf. That thing purred like a toaster. It was like a toaster oven going down the street. We have ruined these kids. I feel bad for them.
I know. And think about it. When we grew up, you guys, I remember we had a station wagon and, five sisters, my mom and dad, we'd go on road trips. We're in the back of the station wagon. There's no seatbelts back there.
No.
We're facing the traffic behind us, waving at people, sitting. I mean, today it's like, seatbelts, everything. We're so protective of our kids.
Oh, it's over the top. We survived. My mom had a Volkswagen Beetle. Has an engine in the back and a trunk in the front, and a small trunk to save money at the drive-in. Look that up, kids. Yeah. 5 miles short of the theater, she goes, get in the trunk. I am in the trunk of the car talking through the radio speaker, and she pulls up to the guy, goes, how many? She goes, there's me, my daughter. I said, how about your son in the trunk? And she never let me out. She never. My first Star Wars, all I heard was, watch your fucking calendar. Yep. we made it. You know what I mean? How about the cushiony cribs that they sleep in? I slept in a dresser drawers. If I started squealing, my mom shut the drawer. I turned out okay. I'm a comedian. Yep.
Yes. Peeling patches of lead paint off the wall on.
And everything's done for you, these smartphones. Oh, by the way, speaking of cars, if you don't want a millennial to steal your car, get a stick shift.
Yeah.
They'll be breaking in and go, whoa, this guy's got two brakes. and low jack.
Craig, have you tried to teach your kids how to drive a stick? Did you ever do that or no?
Yeah, no, I haven't. I've told them about it, but I'm not going to get a stick either. You know, I learned on one and suffered. I would steal my mom's car, which was a stick, a Volkswagen, and I get stuck on stop signs going uphill and start crying. The cops are behind us. The cops are behind us. But this is how you learn. They don't learn anymore. We're so bad as parents what we've done. We've destroyed them.
I know.
You know, baby,
and I'm guilty.
You got baby Mozart. You put Mozart in their cribs. Most of them sleep, make them smarter. When I was a kid in my crib in Philadelphia, I was listening to my great aunt chain smoking Marlboro Reds above my crib, singing me a lullaby. When the bell breaks, cradle will fall. Dad will come, Craig. Here. Hold my ashtray. Look at she'd be doing circles, smoke rings. Look, the Olympic symbol. And you try to grab the rings. You know, this is how
your finger through them. Yeah.
And look at what we did with the pandemic. Look how we handled it. I don't know if it happened here. We ran right to Costco and took all the toilet paper. So now I have to ad lib. I'm using coffee filters.
Because, yes.
By the way, folks, I just want to say, FYI, it does affect the taste of the coffee.
Oh, no.
I know why we lead the world in hoarding toilet paper in this country. We have the most asses.
Yeah. good point.
Touché.
Yes, 100%.
Exactly.
And they're all in Washington.
Oh, Craig, you've got a new podcast, right?
Yeah, it's called Enlightened Up, and boy, do we need that right now. Mm. I mean, laughter's the best medicine. Why are the comedians the first ones canceled?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, we're essential workers. That's like going to the doctor and going, nah, I don't need you. No, you need us. What does it do when you laugh? It oxygenates your body, healing endorphins are released, stress is released. I read a book, Norman Cousins cured himself of a terminal disease just through laughter, which makes me a doctor, open up and say, ha ha, for the love master.
Yeah, baby, that's right, baby.
I mean, think about it. It's just, it's so silly how we, by the way, I want to tell all the crowds that are going to come see me this weekend. I know we all need to get out and laugh, right?
Yeah.
That all my all my shows this year are benefit shows, and all proceeds go to my ex-wife. I just thought I'd let you know. Your cover goes to Botox and Pilates class.
I think it's commendable, Craig, that you're doing such great charity work.
Thank you very much. My ex applauds me every day.
I probably should have retired about 8 years ago, Craig, and for the same reason. I got to keep working.
Yeah, got to keep going. But
he's got three.
What's that?
I do. I have three. Yeah.
Well, at least the good news is I don't have to change diapers anymore. That's my kids are. Have you ever heard a kid take a dump in a diaper? Have you ever heard the sound they make? First of all, they're behind the couch. They find hiding spots. It's like the jungle for them. But they're back there, and then they poke their head up like a meerkat.
I did it.
And then you lock eyes. They're going, what are you looking at? They give you that look like, what are you looking at? Do I go in the bathroom when you read the paper? By the way, folks, if you're young, a paper is actually made out of paper products. It's what we read the news on.
Yes.
Exactly.
But, you know, everything comes around full circle, Craig, because that's me right now behind the couch going to the bathroom, popping my head up like a meerkat.
Is there such a thing?
I can't help it.
Such a thing
is uncontrollable.
That's a bit of an overshare there.
Welcome to our show, Craig. Welcome to our show.
Everything has changed. We got shut down, the comics. I do have this podcast. Yeah. It's called Enlightened Up, and it's all about, you know, it's like bridging the gap from spiritual to the comedians who are very cynical, but spiritual people are too serious. I'm trying to build a bridge from the woo-woo to the ha-ha. And so
I like it.
Yeah, because it is very, it's very much a higher power when you're tapping into your laughter. So I actually coach it now as well as how to alchemize your own sense of humor and your laughter and turn it into gold. I mean, we're just, you know, by the way, I want to warn you, if you do see me at Ridley's Comedy Castle, if you come up on stage, I will slap back, okay? I just want to tell you, I'm from Philadelphia in a corner cracking homeless. Yeah. I will take you down.
All right. Hey, before we go, though, we need one obligatory Magic Johnson. Come on now.
I just watched this documentary, and they did mention the Magic Hour, which I was the co-host, but just like the show, they didn't put me in the documentary. I was not included.
That's
I was fired
not right.
on day three, I think it was.
It's not right.
Every time I tell a bad joke, you go, "Oh, Craig, you are bad. Oh, Craig, you are bad."
Right. I had to get that out of you, that's all. Oh, it's a throwback, you. But I had to get it out of you.
Thanks for bringing up the day I was fired.
But that's okay.
Just keep bringing it up.
Mark Ridley's all weekend long Craig Shoemaker. You're the best, my friend, and
Thank
it's
you.
Good to see you. You, by the way, are our first live comic.
I love it. I love it.
Since the pandemic.
I love that I'm still alive, period. for the first live comic. Yeah, CraigShoemaker.com. It's Shoemaker. People go, Shoemaker. You make shoes, you don't mock shoes, all right? unless they're Crocs, those you can mock. You know what the holes are for, so your self-esteem can slip out. I guarantee a Jim has five pair.
I do not.
I hate them.
I hate them. I loathe them.
Well, you love that joke then. Hey, always great to see you both. And, you're continuing to do this, and you do it at the highest level. I love it.
You're the best. Thanks, Craig Shoemaker, Mark Ridley's all weekend. Thank you, Craig. Nice to see you, my friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.